that damn.
Oh, I'm sorry, man.
Good work, Jay.
Go Jay in!
JPP.
And we welcome you to another edition of Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess. I'm Bob Papa. Over the next half hour, we'll recap the Giants' day at practice at the Timex Performance Center and look ahead. Joining me, as always, former Giant great Carl Banks. And, Carl, we're getting to that point now in the preseason with a game on Friday and then a short turnaround next week with the Patriot preseason game, where some guys really have to make a move if they want to earn a roster spot.
Well, you have some guys that are what you traditionally call bubble guys, where there could be an opportunity if they can show just enough. You know, you got some of the defensive linemen at the back of the roster, but there's some room, you know. Will you convince the coach to keep another defensive lineman, or will they say, nope, we'll go with the defensive back, or we'll go with another wide receiver? So these are the kind of last impression games, if you will.
Also, during the course of the show, we're going to take your phone calls. Here's the number you need to know, 201-939-4513. We'll also check out some questions on Twitter and also on the Giants message board. Plus, later on in the show, I sit down and talk with Giants defensive end Justin Tuck. That's coming up a little bit later on in the show. Well, the Giants were in a padded practice on Tuesday as they get ready for their showdown against the Chicago Bears. Giants head coach Tom Coughlin talked about being in pads for practice and some of the objectives that they needed to achieve.
Well, what happens when you get into these kind of days, it becomes carded because the weeks are short. So, I mean, you have this week, every day is carded, and that's the way it is in the regular season. And that part of it alone takes just a little bit off this, you know, the sting away from playing your own defense and your own offense and that type of thing. So we're getting good, you know, the good reps. They're not, maybe not as physical. They're from a cardiovascular sense, they're fine. You know, it did warm up a little bit today. And so we're getting good work, but it's not training camp, quote unquote, work. It's the opponent becomes a bigger factor, especially when you're talking about number three.
So that's Giants head coach Tom Coughlin after practice today. Carl, for the fans at home, explain what he means by carded practices.
Carded practice is basically scripted. So you have plays that you want to run against a defense that you're going to see that weekend. So it's not just offensive plays versus defensive plays. It's okay, here are their defense. These are the plays we have to run against them. So the defense are basically playing scout team, and then they flip it. For the defensive side, what type of offense they're going to be seeing and what type of defense they want to run against it.
And you heard Giants head coach Tom Coughlin talk about the fact that where they are right now in the schedule, it's not like normal training camp. And training camp has changed dramatically from not only when you played, but even from a couple of years ago where they can't have two-a-days. The hitting is a lot less.
Yep.
It's all about really keeping guys fresh, isn't it?
Well, it's about safety and it's about keeping guys fresh. Now, what ends up happening, most smart coaches do, they know there's not going to be a lot of hitting, but the game is just as challenging mentally. So they make sure that they get enough mental reps in, walkthroughs and things of that nature. So they go through practice, they have their meetings, and then they go through walkthroughs to make sure all the steps were corrected.
All right, so on Friday night, the Giants play their preseason home opener. Game number three for the Giants as they take on the Chicago Bears. Then it's a quick turnaround for the Giants. And, Carl, the Giants are playing three games basically in 13 days because they've got the preseason game against the New England Patriots the following Wednesday. And then a week from then, they open up the regular season against the Dallas Cowboys. So this is a very interesting time for this team and a time in which you really have to manage your time.
Well, you do have to manage the time, Bob, because you talk three games in 13 days. It's really two games. You'll see the starters. This is their final tune-up of live action until the Dallas game. But you're going to see a lot of special teams play. This is where you'll see all the guys that want to make this team step up. And you want to see where the Giants can improve in their return game also. They weren't that good. They've got some guys back there. They're healthy. You're going to see exactly what they want to do with their special teams.
Well, we talk about taking advantage of opportunities here and catching the coach's attention. Obviously, every team in the National Football League deals with injuries during training camp, no different for the New York Giants. Michael Boley, who played brilliantly down the stretch for the Giants last year and into the postseason, has been slowed by a hamstring injury. Well, in the offseason, the Giants made a trade for Keith Rivers with the Cincinnati Bengals. Now, Rivers was a top 10 pick with the Bengals, but his career has been always hamstrung due to a course of injuries. But he's getting a chance to start, and Giants head coach Tom Coughlin has been impressed.
Rivers has played pretty well. He's gotten better each week, practiced well. Special teams, he's done a nice job.
I view myself as a person who could start, yes, definitely. I mean, obviously, that's not the case right now, but I mean, you always want to view yourself as that. I mean, I've been that. I've shown to be capable of doing that. So I just got to get back to, just take, like you said, take advantage of the opportunities, and, you know, hopefully that comes into fruition.
Well, Keith Rivers obviously is taking advantage of his opportunity, however this thing shakes out, but it looks like a pretty shrewd move by Jerry Reese in the offseason to bring a guy like Keith Rivers in, who was, you know, the eighth overall pick in the draft, talented player out of USC. And if Michael Boley isn't ready for the start of the season, you've got a legitimate first-round draft pick kind of guy that might be in your rotation.
Well, he's in your rotation, but even if Michael Boley is available to you, can you imagine what this defensive staff can do with the amount of athletes they can put on the field? I mean, look, it is a lot different than your Giants linebacking core of 2 years ago. You've got young talent, Jaquan Williams, Herzlick, you've got Jones now, you've got Rivers, you've got both, all guys who can run. And then you put Mathias Kiwanuka in the mix, and you've just got a great group of athletes that if you need to get after it on third down and confuse an offense, they can do it. So Rivers is a guy where he didn't have any injuries that will make you say, well, may not be able to run again, or, you know, we don't know how the knee is going to hold up. He had a broken jaw. He had a hand problem. So those things heal. And now he's got one and a half years of real football. So this is a chance for him to continue to progress as a pro.
All right, quickly before we get to the break, I want to ask you about Akiem Nicks. He practiced on Monday, practiced again on Tuesday. They have not made a determination if he's going to play in any preseason games. Does he need to be in some kind of contact, or can Akiem Nicks make his debut with the regular season opener?
Well, I think what ends up happening, Bob, to answer your question, he can go without preseason and be fine, but it comes down to quality practices. He has to be in sync with Eli Manning. So however they're practicing, they're going to have some full-speed drills for him so that Eli will know where he's going to be.
And the good news on Monday is the Giant first-team offense was going against the first-team defense, so he was getting some good looks and some good reps against the Giants' first-team defense. That's something to bear to watch as the Giants wrap up their preseason. Will Akiem Nicks wind up being in the lineup for any of these preseason games, or does he make his debut on the 5th of September? Don't forget, later on in the show, we take your phone calls at 201-939-4513. When we come back, my sit-down conversation with Giants defensive end Justin Tuck as we continue with Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess here on MSG.
Thompson's under pressure, and he's going to get sacked back at the 33-yard line by Justin Tuck. He's under pressure again. He's going to roll to his right. He's sacked by Tuck. He's under pressure, and he gets sacked at the 13-yard line.
Welcome back to Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess. Bob Papa joined by Justin Tuck as the Giants close in on preseason game number 3. All right, good practice out there today. You like the way the team has worked both Monday and today?
I definitely think that, you know, since we've came back here, we've adjusted and gotten back to kind of a regular schedule. And it seems like everybody's playing fast, everybody's getting healthy. And we just had two great days of practice preparing for the Chicago Bears. And I feel very confident where we are right now. Only 19 practices in our training camp, but everything's going pretty good.
All right, so what's going through your mind when you find out that OC got his thing all squared up and that he was going to have nice peace of mind coming into this season?
Well, it's funny because I think he had, you know, a good peace of mind last year. You know, he's able to just, you know, deal with that and come into that workplace and still give 100% and not let that affect how he plays. With that said, now that it's completely over with, I feel as though he's going to have a tremendous year for us and be able to, you know, focus solely on football. And everyone knows, the type of player he can be. And, hopefully, he stays healthy this year and he does all those things that he's planning on doing.
As you guys got healthy down the stretch last year, and we even saw it in the Jet game the other night, I mean, there's those situations where you're moving inside, you got JPP, you got Mathias and OC on the end. Can you feel the offensive linemen and the quarterback start getting tense as you guys come, as they come to the line and see, like, oh man?
Not at first, but after we get the rolling, like probably after like the the second time we hit Mark, you can just tell that they was going to try to get the ball out of his hands quick. They was going to try to run the ball. They was going to not give us those opportunities. And then the third time, it's almost like a feeding frenzy. I can't even explain it to you. I can understand what they mean when they see sharks, see blood in the water. That's how we see it. And with the talent that we have on the defensive line, it makes it a lot of fun going out there and getting at the quarterbacks.
All right, what are some of the areas that you feel that this defense needs to work on, improve upon, as you get ready for the Dallas Cowboys?
We need to tighten up our run game. Our strength is getting after the quarterback. The only time you get the opportunity to do that is getting in those, third and long situations. And that starts on first and second down with, making sure that they don't gap us in the run. And just doing a better job of being consistent in our reads, in our assignments, things of that nature. I think we got a lot of young, hungry football players, and I still consider myself a young, hungry football player on this football team that still wants to get out and, do a lot of things in this league. So, in order to do that, we got to just, continue to do what we're doing, having these great practices, playing together as a unit, and we'll be fine.
And you feel healthy? Everything feels pretty good?
I feel good, man. I feel great. And hopefully we can keep it that way.
Yeah, a little different than last year, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Justin, we appreciate a couple minutes, and good luck on Friday night.
Hey, always a pleasure, Bob.
All right, that's number 91, Justin Tuck, joining us here on the program. When we come back, Carl Banks and I will take your phone calls at 201-939-4513. Your questions on Twitter and on the Giants message board, as well, as we continue with Giants training camp live, fueled by Hess, after this. Welcome back to Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess here on MSG. Bob Papa along with Carl Banks. Give us a call at 201-939-4513. And Carl, our first caller is from New York. Anthony, you're on Giants Training Camp Live here on MSG. What's on your mind, Anthony?
Hey, how are you?
Good.
With Amukamara's struggles, do you think Hosley has any shot at getting the number two cornerback spot?
Well, I'm not sure. Hosley hasn't struggled himself. Let's let this thing play out. You're seeing some things from Prince Amukamara. We don't know exactly what he's doing right. They only show, which is always the case with cornerbacks, you never know how bad they're doing until they get beat. So hopefully he doesn't stop his progression. Everyone knows he's got to work on a few things, but you throw a rookie in there, there are going to be things in this pro game that he hasn't seen either. So you would want a healthy group of defensive backs and the luxury of having the use of either guy.
Yeah, and the other thing is with Prince Amukamara is it's not as if all the plays are bad.
Right.
What he needs to work on is to learn about the consistency
in
the game. It's down in and down out.
Yeah, and then when you look at some of the positives, he's a physical player. He tackles well. Did he get beat by a double move? Yeah. Are those things correctable? Yes, he's not a guy without talent, folks. So don't let, the one or two plays, like I say, and they always show up with cornerbacks. Even if the greatest cornerback in the world gets beat, Darrelle Revis, they're going to say he got beat by a wide receiver. So they show the bad ones. Those are the ones that show up when you're out there on the island.
All right, let's check in on Twitter, and we've got a question from Giant Footballs. Assuming Hosley gets healthy, who will have a bigger impact early, David Wilson, the running back, or J'Ron Hosley?
That's an interesting question. Circumstances dictate how rookies play. Wilson will have an opportunity to contribute early, and so will Hosley. Offensively, the Giants are very committed to running and getting better at running the football, so you may see Wilson have better success, visible success anyway.
Yeah, and you got to keep your eye on the injury of Hosley as well in order to have this a factor in the equation. All right, back to the phone lines at 201-939-4513 here on Giants Training Camp Live on MSG, fueled by Hess. And we've got Ellery in New York. You're on the air, Ellery.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
How are you?
A two-part question. First of all, and you spoke about Rivers already, what about the rest of the Giant linebackers? Are there any surprises that you might want to tell us about? And also, second part is, Carl, you've taken a real analytical view of the game. Any future coaching for you?
There's no time for coaching, but I love analyzing the game. I love looking at tapes and things of that nature. But when you look at this linebacker position, I think every guy, and you know, Spencer Paysinger is a guy that no one talks about, but he's having a pretty good camp.
Herzlick is having a good camp.
And but you know, the thing about these young linebackers, they have to master the little things so that their instincts can take over. You know, Jaquan Williams, phenomenal athlete. When he masters the little things, you'll see just how good he can be. Rivers, the same way. He hasn't had a lot of football. Mark Herzlick plays with reckless abandon. Very smart guy, but the little things he hasn't quite mastered yet, so you don't see the instincts that he brings to the game.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Alex in New Jersey, welcome to the show. Are you there, Alex? All right, we lost Alex. All right, well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to reset the phone calls at 201-939-4513. Plus, we have more questions via Twitter and the Giants message board. And, Carl, you know, it's a pretty exciting time for Giants fans, knowing that they have the kickoff game on the 5th of September and a pretty good football team to start the season with.
Oh, yeah, big competition early.
All right, so we're going to get back to your phone calls at 201-939-4513. You're watching Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess, right here on MSG. Back on Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess here on MSG. Reminder, we have our third and final Giants Training Camp Live tomorrow night here on MSG at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. We'll be joined by Giants General Manager Jerry Reese. Our telephone number, 201-939-4513. Let's go back to the phone lines. Mike in Tennessee, you're on the air. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great.
I just was curious about the running back situation. What do you guys think about that? Does Ware have the backup spot locked, or do you think Wilson might creep in there and have a chance? What do you guys think?
Well, there's a lot of football that Wilson will have to learn. He's a very talented kid, and I'm sure with most coaches, they'll find a way to get good players on the field. There's a very high level of trust with DJ Ware. They've trusted him in some very big games and some very big situations. He hasn't done anything to lose the trust of the coaching staff. But that said, they will put the best players in the best position. So I would look for all of those guys to make a contribution.
Yeah, and I think it comes down to a lot of packages, doesn't it? And how you're going to use guys. And as Wilson gets more acclimated to the pass protection assignments, you know, he's explosive. And, you know, he's going to push DJ Ware. And talk about competition on a roster and how that's good for a football team.
Well, competition's always great because what one guy brings to the table, the other guy may have another asset. Until you can master them all, the coach will not put you in as a full-time player.
Our telephone number is 201-939-4513. Ed in New York, you're on Giants Training Camp Live here on MSG. Ed?
Hey, good morning, fellas. I got another backfield question. Now with the subtraction of Brandon Jacobs, which was an intimidating backfield because of his imposing size, what kind of strategy or what are you, do you see the Giants more of a north and south type of team now because they are small in the backfield, or do you see, since they are more agility and finesse outside, you think it'll be more east to west type of running team?
Well, when you look at the type of backs, and that's what you really have to look at when you analyze a backfield, what type of backs do they have? Well, Amar Bradshaw is a guy who can run inside and outside. He runs with reckless abandon. We're finding out that David Wilson can run both inside and outside. And DJ Ware, his favorite play is in the red zone, the draw play. So I think they're a vertical team with the ability to work their way out from the center.
And, Carl, the other thing, too, is I don't think you ever really want to be an outside running team. I mean, you want the cutback lanes to be there, and you want to stay inside because of the speed in the National Football League.
Right, and it all really comes down to this, Bob, the health and production of the offensive line.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Troy in Connecticut, you are on Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess here on MSG. What's on your mind, Troy?
Yes. About our corners, Prince and Corey Webster. You think they more of a press corner?
Carly was asking about the corners, and I think the part of the question I got was, do you think that they're more suited to play man press than they are cover two or zone?
Well, I think when you look at the size of these cornerbacks, they're both big guys. Both guys can run relatively well. So what it allows you to do, play cover two, or you can play man and disguise it either way. Manned under zone, I think they're versatile enough to do both.
And doesn't it really depend, too, on your opponent? As far
well,
as
really
how your
does.
Game plan, what you're going to game plan, what their strengths and what their
right.
weaknesses are.
But I don't think Perry Fuel will shy away from man coverage if it's called for, because he has the speed at the cornerback position and the size to do both.
Well, it's going to be an interesting time here for the New York Giants, because they've got the preseason game on Friday against the Chicago Bears, quickly back to work for a preseason game on Wednesday against the Patriots at home. And then on September the 5th, they're hosting the Dallas Cowboys. Carl, good stuff as always.
All right, Bob.
Well, don't forget, we're going to be back tomorrow night right here on MSG. We'll be joined by Giants General Manager Jerry Reese for our entire crew. I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us here on Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess here on MSG. Good night, everybody.